When Lisa Lee moved in with her sister's family in Boston 3 years ago, the job prospects were dismal, especially for someone who didn't speak English. What she did have was 15 years of experience running Chinese restaurants in Colombia, South America.
When we watched the news or read the paper, we saw that so many Americans didn't have jobs. So we said, let's work together to open a restaurant.
She and her family set out to buy the perfect takeout. One in Somerville was too small. Another in Walpole was too far away from the home they share in Malden. In March, they found something promising in the Savin Hill section of Dorchester called Hong Kong Chef.
And we were here scouting the place for like a good week, and we saw that it does have really good business.
That's Mei Chen, Lisa Lee's niece.
So we came and we were training with the own owner for about a month, just seeing how things work and his interactions with his customers. And we kind of fell in love with this place because it's spacious. There's room to grow. It's a packed neighborhood. So we figured that, you know, why not? Give it a try.
By April, the Dorchester takeout was theirs. The previous owner was tired of the long hours, and he was moving on to run a laundry. He had owned the takeout for 5 years. And even before him, Hong Kong Chef had been a neighborhood institution, and Crystal Stanish remembers it well.
It's been a neighborhood place. It's been here since I've grown up, since I was a kid. We always have it. I don't live around here anymore, so we make a habit when we come to visit the parents. We come in and get it and have it for dinner. It's just good, and it's home.
What really makes it home is the delivery man.
He knows my mom, he knows the family, he knows our address, and it's always right there really fast, and he's so funny, and he comes in, and it's neighborhood. It's the same people. It's not a high turnover. You recognize people. I like that about it, and I like the food.
What the Lee family has been finding out is that food quality can sometimes be secondary to the relationships with their customers. Mei Chen says that since they've taken over, the flow of customers has slowed, and she suspects it's because people miss the old owner and don't trust them yet. It couldn't be the food, since the chefs are the same, as is the menu for the most part. They've even added a few new dishes, like fried plantains that some customers asked for, and tweaked the recipes for others, like chicken wings and crab rangoon. Mei noticed the previous owner's interactions with his customers.
And so the customers would come in or even call and he would recognize their voice and he would say, oh, do you want a D25 or D2? Oh, no onion in your fried rice, something like that. Like he would just know from looking at them or just hearing their voice. And that's great. I mean, that's something that we want to accomplish as well because it seems like it's one of the things that really bring customers back into the restaurant.
Ted's lived in the neighborhood his whole life and remembers the old owner fondly.
He was just genuine and kind, and the whole family seemed to be, the whole group just seemed to work together so well.
For the Lees, running the takeout has become a family affair too. Lisa's nephew runs the counter several days a week, and Mei works there when she's not working as a nurse at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Her mom helps out after her job at a dollar store. And they both pick up produce by hand several times a week. While Ted isn't as comfortable with the new staff, he says he's willing to give them a chance.
Hello, hold on, sir. Okay, what would you like?
Let's see what the food is, how the comfortability factor is, and go from there.
When I told the regular customer, Crystal Stanish, that the takeout had changed hands, she said she had noticed having a harder time ordering on the phone.
Can you repeat it? Can you say it again? Oh, you don't want a chicken finger. You want a more chicken meat, right?
But she said the food hadn't changed, and most importantly, neither had the delivery man.
He's a great, fun guy, and he literally has been delivering since I can remember. He's been here forever, so hopefully they keep him.
But is it any easier to start a takeout from scratch? I went to Walk and Talk on the border of Mission Hill and Jamaica Plain to find out. It doesn't look like a traditional takeout. The walls are painted a cheerful lime green and orange, and udon noodles and pad thai sit alongside lo mein on the menu. 2 years ago, owner Nathan Long and his business partner borrowed $300,000 from relatives to set it up. They didn't want to open just another run-of-the-mill Chinese takeout.
You go to a traditional one, usually you see like hundreds of items. I go to it, I have a headache ordering.
Long and his partner stripped down the menu. Only 5 appetizers. The main dish was stir-fried noodles. Customers could choose their noodle, their sauce, and their meat, and it would be cooked up right in front of them. But customers found the menu too sparse, and business suffered. So crab rangoon, chicken wings, boneless spareribs, and about 20 other takeout standbys reluctantly went back on the menu.
But like, I didn't put like down any like traditional, like very traditional, like fu yang, those stuff. Yeah, because I think like the way people are eating, they're already like slowly changing.
Walk and Talk hopes their takeout is welcoming to busy young professionals in the Jamaica Plain neighborhood. They've hired non-Chinese wait staff and installed a comments box, which overflows with tiny pieces of paper. But some of the comments affirm that Walk and Talk is fulfilling one of the basic functions of the traditional Chinese takeout, supplying the neighborhood with greasy food until 3 a.m. One customer writes, "Late-night food is essential to the functioning of a proper society, and you provide this. Be proud." Walk and Talk has also found itself part of the gentrification of the neighborhood.
Some people tell us before, it's like, at nighttime, it's quite scary. So I think like as we come in, as more and more business come in, and the community do more work at this and keep the place clean, it will change the neighborhood. It will change the neighborhood.
For Planet Takeout, I'm Val Wong, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Okay, you also want a pool platter for one, right? Steam rice? Okay, yeah. You're welcome. Bye-bye.